When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Like we said earlier, we're going to go inside the minds of a few of our sports heroes today. One of them is Reggie Miller.
Blocked me on Twitter.
Reggie Miller blocked you on Twitter?
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't know why.
Are you still?
Yeah. Good question. I got to be still, right?
Yeah, why don't you check that out real quick before we have this conversation so we know if you're going to be biased or not. I don't think there's any defending this, but I'd like to know.
Oh, yeah, I'm blocked.
Josh Odson, blocked by Reggie Miller.
Can't follow or see Reggie Miller TNT's posts.
Well, you saw this, though. Last night in the illustrious NBA play-in tournament, game one between the Lakers and the NOP, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Very prestigious.
The Lakers were winning, as they always do. Remember, they won the in-season tournament.
How many play-in games has Michael Jordan won? None.
That's what I thought. The Lakers were beating the Pelicans 108-106 with 2.7 seconds left. And they were sending their star unibrow man, Anthony Davis, to the free throw line. Remember the situation that I just gave you. 108-106. That is a 2-point lead.
2 point. Okay.
With 2.7 seconds left, and they're shooting two free throws. You get two of them automatically. There's no one on one here. You get two of them. That is the situation that Reggie Miller, who blocked Josh Odson, is setting up before the free throws. Here he is.
Here's things that you talk about on the bus as players. If he makes the first one, you're up three. Do you try to purposely miss the second one, knowing that they don't have any timeouts?
They have no timeouts.
And they've got to go coast to coast, because as soon as you miss it, time is going to start as soon as it's touched. Or do you just make them both, be up four, and game over? These are things that are discussed as teams.
Davis is hit for eight. His Lakers lead by two.
Well, he laid it out perfect, Josh.
Or do you just win the game?
He laid it out perfect. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. You know, sometimes you have thoughts that go through your head, and I'm sure Reggie's probably kicking himself today. He's like, damn.
Everyone's laughing at me.
You should have kept my mouth shut on that one. He laid it out perfectly. In my opinion, he answered his own question.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should I end the game or should I not end the game? It's pretty binary at that point, right? I mean, that's crazy. Guys, an NBA legend. He gets a microphone in front of his face and freaks out. By the way, these are not things that you talk about on the bus. These are not things that you talk about on the plane, because no one's ever discussed this before. You make both free throws to go up four. In fact, the game's in New Orleans last night. So, and by the way, did he end up making both the free throws?
He did, yes.
Okay. So, you know what happens after he makes the second free throw? Everybody leaves because there's 2.7 seconds left and the game is literally over. You can't win at that point unless something, you know, one of the dumbest sports mistakes of all time happens. So, yeah, Reggie, tough one. The Lakers, like you said, did go on and make both of the free throws, and that did prove to be the correct strategy.
Good job by the Lakers.
Good job by the Lakers. They finally executed one of these late game situations correctly.
That's right. Many have been on Darvin Ham this year. The Ham Man.
By the way, let's go just one quick one before we go back to, or before we take a break here. Here's Douglas on the YouTube.
Hello, Douglas.
He says, tweetbag question should have been, how many WNBA games other than those including Caitlin Clark will you watch?
Oh.
Well, I think what's going to happen is it's going to be more in a sports viewer's purview now. Like,
yeah,
it'll pop up on the highlights. It'll pop up on Twitter a little bit more. Like, Caitlin Clark going to the that doesn't mean I'm going to watch a whole bunch of WNBA games, like, in their entirety, but I'm going to be aware of it a lot mm-hmm. more now. So
Aces Liberty, sign me up.
Yeah.
Budding rivalry.
Yeah, people will be aware of it more now, and I think that's the point. Like, spreading awareness of the league. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be still very rich.
Yes.
She'll make a lot of money. Because, once again, she's best friends with Jake from State Farm.
Which pays. He pays for friends.
He does. He really does. That's what we should get after him about. Coming back, we'll talk about... I actually want to play a clip from Matt Rhule yesterday. You know Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule.
I also would like to talk about Coach Prime still during this show.
Coach Prime update.
But also, while we're on the NBA, the Warriors, hope you enjoyed it while it lasted. It's all over. Say goodnight.
It's fun while it lasted.
Yep. A dynasty, a franchise that's had a lot of success over the last decade with a lot of notable players and iteration. I mean, it's been generally the same core. Additions and subtractions have come along the way. But yeah, they sucked this year, and they clawed their way into a play-in game where they got drilled by the average Sacramento Kings last night. They're done. Say goodbye. Klay Thompson scored 5 points. People
he
forget
went
about
0
that.
For 10, so we can laugh at him.
That's right, just like we did Delano Banton.
Yes, to show everyone that it was not a Nebraska thing.
Klay
Thompson, 0 for 10.
Yes, agreed. But they're done. Say goodbye.
They're done. They're dead. It was. They knew it last night, too.
They sure
Those
did.
Those post-game clips were sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to watch.
Now it's just time for Draymond's podcast. That's all they have left.
Mm-hmm.
Back with more next on 1620 The Zone.